1 and Hospital 2052. We will need a quorum, which means one more member, in order for us to conduct business and to act on these bills. It is the intention of the chair to send House Bill 2052, which was laid on the table, to the Committee on Rules. And subsequently, we will take positive action on House Bill 2901, at least that's my prediction, and that has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. So I would invite those who want to give brief testimony on 2901 to, if you care to. Again, I suspect it's going to have a favorable consideration, so it won't require a lot of additional time. But if there's something you've come a fair distance to testify to, we'd be happy to have that. So now that I have the vice chairman, go into a work session on House Bill, or let me make the motion that I'd like to bring House Bill 2052 off the table. And before us for consideration, is there discussion, objection? It is so ordered. The chair would move House Bill 2052 to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is so ordered. Now open the work session on House Bill 2901. And we have some brief testimony. We welcome you all. I'm sorry for our rush here. We need to be adjourned by no later than 9:30, so we want to take positive action. And I assume you're here in favor of?
Correct.
That's good. Please identify yourself for our record and proceed with your testimony.
My name is Tom Ruby. I serve on the I appreciate the opportunity to testify briefly in favor of House Bill 2901. The House Bill was an effort of about 6 years. I've been here 3 times. The House passed unanimously with one person absent. And I encourage and urge you to send this bill on to the Ways and Means Committee with a favorable recommendation.
Thank you. You have a testimony?
I would just like to answer it. Just, I enjoyed working with Tom in the last 6 months. My name is John Roach. I'm from living in Beaverton, Oregon. And I contacted Representative Witt to about the situation I was in dealing with taxation. I was a salesman for 30 years before I became disabled and found myself in a very hard predicament dealing with owning a home but no longer having the capability to have the funds to maintain the home and maintain taxation on the home. And I hoped that there would be something proposed that would allow disabled people to have the ability, same as senior citizens who are on low income, to defer taxes against their estate so they can maintain a living in their own quarters. And I thank you for the consideration and time on this bill, and I ask you to please move it forward where it can have the Ways and Means Committee so it can be passed and help other people. Since I've been in this position and talked about this bill, I found other people in the same situation that I'm in. And even though they can't be here today, I would like to represent them in the same financial speaking that I am, with the same difficulties facing them financially, having a home, being in it for many years, and all of a sudden finding that they can't stay in their home because of the tax on the house. When I first
No, he's fine. We're okay.
When I built my home, my taxes on my home $400. The taxes on my house today are $2,800. And I've lived in that house since 1974. That's a major increase in property taxes from where I live.
Have you made substantial improvements to the property?
I've made improvements to the property, and but no more than anyone else in my neighborhood really has.
Not expensive remodeling, just kind of upkeep. And
upkeep, you know, replace Parker, you know, redo this, redo that. That's basically it. It's been a... I put in a lot on fence instead of the cycling fence like my neighbor did, but it's still not that big of an improvement.
Right.
As far as the actual area goes. The house cost is on substantially where I live. And so is the property value. So I thank you for your time and consideration on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions? Senator Wilde?
Of you, Mr. Chair, what is the rationale behind sending this to Ways and Means? Is this not a tax gift?
No, he's got a new program. It's not the revenue has
to. Okay.
Was not
I'd
my
rather call. Give it, but that's okay. Yeah. We'll get it over there.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Harkin?
Elizabeth, I'm looking at the LFO's report. On expenditures, personal services, $276,000. What's that all about?
Senator Hartung, I'm not sure that I can really answer all the questions, you know, with the fiscal, but basically with this program, you are going to have to be adding new people onto their senior deferral program because you're adding a whole another population, the disabled population, as well as you're increasing the income limit on the senior deferral program. It's going from $24,000 to $27,500 to get into the program, and then from $29,000 to $32,000. So there's going to be an increase in people who will be eligible and will be participating.
So personal services doesn't have anything to do with personnel. This is the people that are eligible for the program.
Personnel services.
Personal services.
Personal services.
Yeah, that doesn't have to do with
I'm not. You know, I know that the effect on positions, that FTE is definitely a person in that.
Thank you, sir. That's extremely.
I guess that's why Ways and Means here.
Anyway.
All right. Did you have testimony?
I'm not sure. I am on the table. I guess I just want to. Would you be able to work slowly in the sales with a group of highly competent about the load in my case today at $100 a year?
Excuse me.
And the next year, $100 a year. And I lose whatever I have.
It's true.
I lose your home.
No.
Because I'm a sales.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Lose that mindset.
All right. A question I have is in the income ceiling here is
$20.
I understand that, but I mean the one in the bill. Yes, is that generous enough on behalf of the tax collector?
Questions on that.
I mean, given all of the other expenses that people endure, I hope that most are benefited, but I'm sure there will be some that are still in a pinch.
Chair Miller, I'd like to address something.
Please.
I think that the allocation is generous, and that people who earn over that amount would be less exposed to further property taxes. I think people who are in that income category or under or below are the ones that are most at risk and would be most inclined to take advantage of the program.
I don't disagree with what you said. I just think there are people who would make somewhat more than the limit here who are going to be hard pressed with all of the other expenses they have and have a reasonable lifestyle to still be able to pay the tax. And anyway, I appreciate your comments. So we are in a work session on House Bill 2901. Representative Witt is here if you'd like to make a brief statement. We're trying to be out of here by 9:30, so I've left you 3 minutes. And realize the old adage, you never want to get too much in the way of a yes vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like
It's like when you've got the sale closed, you learn to shut up. I will very briefly state that I introduced this bill after Mr. Roach came to me with, and he's a constituent of mine, with a particular issue, and quickly found from legislative counsel that there was a program already in place, namely the senior low-income property tax deferral program, which has worked very, very well for many years. It does not cost the state money. It is deferral. It's not a tax forgiveness plan. And it made sense to me to take the low-income disabled issue and tie it into that program. And that's what we've done here in the bill. And at the same time, we adjusted the income threshold up somewhat. I'm also concerned about the income threshold, but I think it still certainly moves us in a positive direction in terms of helping low-income disabled citizens be able to stay in their homes. And, of course, the bill passed the House, I think, unanimously or close to unanimously, and certainly appreciate, Mr. Chairman, you reopening the committee and hearing this bill today.
Any questions, Senator Wilde?
Does the 16% interest apply to the amount deferred?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Just
6%.
Okay.
I don't mind. 16, I do. Okay, thank you.
What?
Well, it's 16 if you don't pay your property.
Senator Beyer, do you have a question?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Well, the fiscal impact will be, once it's rolled up, about $5 million a year?
Yeah.
Or biennium, I guess.
Yeah, Senator Beyer, per year, in the future, it'll be about $5 million a year. And this is just, again, this is something in the future, these taxes will be paid back, okay? But it's just a matter of adding the new people onto this program and then looking at also the increase in the income limits. And also to make this point that these limits aren't fixed. Okay, now they're going to be adjusted each year due to changes in the Consumer Price Index.
Right.
So at least that is a step, in the direction of trying to keep up with the cost of changes in the cost of living, which they did not have before. It was a fixed.
My memory from the past is that we have rarely used all of the money that was set aside for this as a surplus. So.
Yeah, Senator Beyer, they've usually been running a surplus, and I even gave you the backside here somewhere. I gave you a little bit of the revolving account of the senior deferral program. And you'll see that, in 1999-2000, there's $36 million. And then they're going to be referring over the next biennium $17 million back to general fund.
Oh, really? Really? Incredible.
Okay, so this has definitely been in the forecast for the past couple bienniums to be giving money back to the general fund. In the past, it was predicted about $10 million, but now it's up to $17 million to go back to general fund.
Okay. All right. Is further discussion?
I'll move.
I'd like to also thank Representative Whip for his persistence in helping us get this reopened, and also Senator Hartung, who beats me up daily on this issue.
Daily?
Yeah. The chair would move that we send House Bill 2901 to the Committee on Ways and Means with our recommendation that it be forwarded to the floor
for the 2-4
approval.
Okay, that's a two-pass
recommendation.
It's their discussion.
It does not. I just want the words to say. If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hartung.
Aye.
Senator
Starr. Aye.
Senator Meyer.
Aye.
Senator
Hyde. Aye. Votes aye. House Bill 2901 is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means with the two-pass recommendation. Is there anything further to come before the committee?
We moved the other bill.
We did. We sent it to
already moved the rules.
thank you all for your attendance. Great to be together again. And if we get reactivated, which I think we will, we'll see you again.